This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
On January 7th, UC Veg, Umpqua Vegetation. Let's get John Dimoff on here, and because I can't read the fine print, what's the official name of UC Veg?
Yeah, it's an acronym. Stands for Umpqua Community Veg Education Group.
There we go.
It's a nonprofit here locally. Yeah, you got close.
So the lifestyle and nutrition course is starting January 7th. This has been going on for a number of years. Tell us more about it.
So it's a locally started community effort to supply us here in Douglas County with information that we really aren't getting anywhere else. And it's really about the power of food. The food aspect of health is so underplayed. A lot of us understand that food helps and it can hurt to some degree, but I think we haven't quite realized just how impactful it can be to our overall health and how detrimental it can be. Basically, we're living in an age where it's really hard to eat healthy. There is processed food all around us. Most of us, if we're not suffering ourselves with high cholesterol or some kind of heart issue or some type of chronic illness, we certainly know someone who is. And this isn't normal. This is just something that's evolved over, especially the past 50 years. And so the Lifestyle Nutrition course is our local opportunity to learn how to reverse that, how we can actually do simple things to become healthier and hopefully live a longer, healthier, happier life.
Now, this began back in 2015, and it sounds like a lot of people have been impacted by it.
We've counted thousands of people at this point who have attended the course, and yes, it has evolved over time. There's been various iterations, various labels that have been put on it, but it's the same core group that has been the same team over the years that has been offering this. And if I looked at all the different people who've contributed to this program, I could easily count 100 people. Literally, there have been so many people who volunteered, dozens of local medical professionals who have helped facilitate this being offered to the community. So that to me personally has always spoken to the value of it. When you see people give of their time and their energy to offer something that they think is so valuable to the community, to me, that's one of my personal motivations, is that I can truly see this being something where everyone wants to give back to one another. They want to help one another with good health.
And you guys have gotten a lot of support from the medical community.
Yeah, there's over 50 local medical providers who have referred their patients to the course. It is, so far, due to the amazing contributions we've received, and because it's so important and so impactful, we're offering this course free of charge. It is a donation-based class. It's 13 weeks, and each class goes through a different topic. And you can come to class one, see if you like it. If you think it's interesting, you want to continue, you can do that. If you don't, and you think, this isn't quite for me, that's your choice too. But yeah, there's been thousands of people who have attended, hundreds of people who have reversed some type of chronic condition. And we have tons of testimonials on the website that people can look at to see people who have changed their trajectory of health, different specific things like lowering their cholesterol from 250 to 170, to losing 60, 70 pounds and more, to getting off medications that they weren't thinking that would ever be possible. So there's a lot of stories like that that motivate people to want to attend. And our biggest promotion is word of mouth. people tell other people the benefits they've received, and they're sharing it, and that's how most people attend.
Well, and it seems like a lot of people that have talked about it over the last few years, if they've taken it, they definitely are recommending it to others. And sometimes there are people that probably go into it a little skeptical.
Yeah, well, exactly. Because we hear so much, and so much of what we hear is based on industry bias. Someone's wanting to make a buck. And I think the thing that people have to discern with this, and it takes a little time, you have to be open. You have to be open to learn, is that, oh my gosh, they're not trying to sell me anything. They're not trying to push some type of ideology. They're basically trying to help me understand how food is medicine. And so that is one of the reasons why the nonprofit UC Veg started its Food as Medicine program. And the main aspect of that program is the Lifestyle Nutrition course. There's also healthy shopping tours. There's also cooking demonstrations. there's a lot of different aspects to that food as medicine program, but the lifestyle nutrition course is the main aspect. 13 weeks, it's all evidence-based. It's not based on anecdotal information. It's all based on science-backed studies and research that people can freely find themselves. But the problem is, it's easy to doubt something when you hear contrary information all over the place. And it's just crazy out there. You know, the commercials, the ads, all trying to sell us something. And so I can guarantee for people, if they attend this, you're not going to be sold anything. You're not going to be told about anything that's trying to make money. It's simply about improving your health.
And one of the things I see that you do here as well is pre and post blood draws, where you can really get data about, okay, how are you doing then? And how are you doing now after you've started using ideas from the course?
Right. When we first started the course, we relied on people's anecdotal information, their personal testimonies, and we collected those. And actually, there's a great a collection of those on the website. If you go to ucveg.org and look under testimonials, you'll see a lot of those. But that isn't quite data. And so eventually, we were so happy that CHI Mercy Hospital and Mercy Labs in particular wanted to contribute to this community effort. And they offered for people who are sincerely participating in this course for 13 weeks, they offer them free blood draws, meaning that before you start the course, you will get a free blood draw and you'll receive a lab report for that, a lab panel. And then after you're finished with the course, which is after the 13 weeks are finished, you'll get a second one. And you can actually compare those two lab reports. You can look at the A report, the B report, and you can see in black and white, not just people saying, hey, my belt is loose or my pants are loose or I feel more energetic. Not just that. You can actually see the numbers change in terms of your biomarkers, in terms of cholesterol, in terms of A1C. All of these things are impacted in a positive manner when people successfully, sincerely go through the program. So we're really happy about that. It's really been special, I think, and critical for people to see how this works.
Now, what time does the class run, and where is it located at?
So it's been in various locations. Right now, we're happy that the new Aviva Health Center that's adjacent to Costco has offered for us to use their conference center. So we're really happy about that. So the location is at the Aviva Health Conference Center, and it's every Tuesdays. So it was Thursdays, but this is the first time starting in 2025. It will be switching to Tuesday evenings from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and it starts January 7th. So just in time for the new year, you want to kick off the new year right, join us January 7th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
All right. So how do people get signed up ahead of time?
So we do ask that people register, and it's really simple to register. You can go to the website that is foodasmedicineoregon.org, foodasmedicineoregon.org, and you will see a button to register for the Lifestyle Nutrition course. And it's just your name and your email, and then we'll send you updates and let you know all the pertinent information that you need in order to get started.
All right, John Dimoff from UC Veg. Again, that begins on the 7th. John, thanks for being on this morning.
Nice to talk to you again, Kyle. Take care.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.